on a second here. I'm finishing a tweet. I just have slow thumbs. Otherwise, I would be done by now.
Good grief.
I was talking to Todd during the break, and Todd asked him to take a guess as to how much...
Boy, was I ever off.
How much you would pay
in a
for
good way.
A gallon of unleaded 88 today at CashWise to fill up, okay? So you fill up, and you get 15 cents off the already low price. You know what it is today? $1.46. $1.46. Now, here's the other thing. It's $1.46, and they give you a $20 gift certificate from CashWise. Yeah. There's no possible way you don't come out way, 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 way ahead there. The gift certificates only until they last, so I'd get up here and fill up rather soon. $1.46 a gallon for unleaded 88. I've used it many times, crisscrossing the state, unleaded 88. Get great gas mileage. 88 octane's dang good. It's dang good. So, you know, you just can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. So, and I started talking, so I didn't finish the tweet, but I'll get it up eventually, Todd. $1.46 a gallon. I took a picture of it. I'm like, $1.46 a gallon? Is it $1.46 a gallon? When is it ever $1.46 a gallon? Now, this is only at the new CashWise in Bismarck on North 43rd, up here with all this beautiful new development. I might have to go over to Ace Hardware later and just graze, you know, just kind of graze.
You know, there's a lot of check marks you could put in the Christmas shopping list there. You know, once you take a stroll through that place.
And then I see they have a new pizza shop over here in the shops at 43rd. My gosh, what is happening? Yeah. Things are booming. Things are booming. Anyway, welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. I have a lot of questions from listeners today that have come in even before the show has begun. So maybe I'll start with a few of those. Get right to your comments. Welcome your calls, as we always do, 800-228-0550. I promise to do two things today. I'm going to play excerpts of the President's Coronavirus Task Force yesterday because I'm trying to thank Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx and Vice President Pence and a couple of the generals and Alex Azar from the Health and Human Services. This whole host of folks from government laid out an incredible argument about just how much game-changing work has been done since coronavirus started. They went through the amount of PPE we have. How many times I hear Joe Biden at a rally saying, if I'm president, we're going to get the supplies that people need, the PPE. Well, they got it. I think North Dakota has like a, you know...
they make a list of just all the stuff people want to hear, and then you just pander to them. Because, I mean, who's going to argue? Who's going to take the side of, we need to get rid of the PPE? Of course nobody is. So be the president that's going to get everybody PPE, and you're set.
And to suggest that, you know, this administration, you know, was depriving people of it, and then they put up this map, and they show state by state how much there are in the way of supplies. And North Dakota was number one with, like, I think 150 extra days of... supply beyond, you know, the current, so like the reserve, if you will. I forget the exact number, but my point is this. It's incredible what has been done. It really is incredible. And folks, I mean, I don't want to sound alarmist. I don't want to scare anybody. But it's impossible not to see the parallel to other times in history. I'll just keep it at that. Other times in history in which the truth was silenced. The media only came from the state. Our media in this country, and there's plenty of examples of it being quite poor in the state, I would argue as well, is terrible. It's terrible. Journalism is dead. Yesterday, this press conference was an opportunity to say, okay, here's when the vaccine comes, here's how people get it, here is what we need to do between now and the vaccine being ready, because you have cases spiking, and if you do the math, that means hospitals are taxed, You know, deal with the real problems, the real issues that come from a pandemic. They're nobody's fault. They just are what they are. Okay? This is a pandemic that has taken lives that were not here from China would not have impacted those people. Now, something else may have impacted those folks. That's a whole other show. The point is, this pandemic and those that have the worst of the worst experiences with it end up in the hospital. And if you have a high case count, that's just going to translate to X percent needing hospital care, taxing them. That makes sense. Deal with the problem. But what they did was report on how they're handling the problem. Deal with that. Tackle that problem. It was, on one hand, it's very refreshing to hear, especially the stuff on the vaccine. I mean, there's an emergency order asked for today by, I believe, Pfizer saying, we're ready. Give us the authorization to do this. And they'll start with healthcare workers. That's the path forward, folks. That's the way out right there. And the amount of time that this pandemic, unknown to us until whatever, early this year, and an actual effort to have six different companies doing trials is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. I would argue it's what happens when you put a business person in the middle of a political swamp, because you cut through the crap and you get to it. And, you know, look, I don't care about anybody getting credit. You know, should Donald Trump get credit? Yeah, he should. But it's not what keeps me up at night. What keeps me up at night is the fact that people don't fairly report this stuff. They don't tell the American people. You know how many people are scared right now in this country? I bet we have an unprecedented level of fear in this country right now. And that's what you get when you run into somebody who's got, you know, steam coming out of their ears telling you that your mask is not covering your nose. A mask that includes a warning label that said, don't expect this to stop any virus, right? So, but just how people get. They're on a trigger. They get all fearful. And when you live your life in fear, you're paralyzed. And you're short with people. Well, the media owns that. A political party that is unable to win without using it owns that. I just think you got to keep that in mind. The other interesting thing yesterday, and again, it did not get any coverage. Todd, can you see if in Slack there is a cut with the label Fox News, Christian Fisher? I think Kevin was going to put that in there for us. And if we have it, let me know, because I became incensed yesterday watching this. You're not seeing it, okay. Incensed when I saw Fox News' coverage of the president's campaign team, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tunzing, and a woman by the name of Jenna Ellis, who's a lawyer with the campaign. When I saw them lay out all the different, I'll call them trouble spots, things that need to be explained. How did this happen? Why did this person not allow that? What's going on here? Wait a minute. Why did all these votes change at the same time? What's the deal with these voting machines? How can you access them? What happens when you give an update to them? Why would there be foreign countries involved in voting machines? Why would we count votes there in voting machines overseas that are about a U.S. election? Why would that ever be a good idea? They're just a bunch of questions that need to be answered. Some might call them evidence. You take questions, you take evidence in a legal case, and you present them to an appropriate venue, a court, a county auditor, whatever, right? And you say, here's what we got, and here's what we believe needs to be done to correct this, or we're going to have an election to challenge here. It's not complicated. It's not that big a deal. Boy, you would have sworn. You would have sworn that what they presented was something they pulled out of a hat, some kind of joker box or something, gave no respect whatsoever to what then followed. Now, folks, I'm going to again come back to when we are in a place where what is being reported on is so at odds with the truth and the facts. That's how countries fall. That's a bad combination with crooked government. Now, I think it'd do all of us some good to say, I don't know if this election was stolen from Donald Trump or not. I know there's a lot of evidence, so I'd like that evidence to go to the proper court, take the proper time and say yes, no, maybe. Go through it all. Go through it all. And then in the end, if there's not enough to change the outcome of the election, guess what? We have integrity in the election system. But the media is covering all this up.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
I gotta look twice. See if that's right. I'm going to clear the sand out of my eyes here. $1.46 a gallon for unleaded 88. $1.46. $1.46 a gallon for unleaded 88. Cash-wise, North Bismarck on North 43rd, brand new location here, has a great deal today to kick off Thanksgiving holiday driving. And it is unleaded 88 for $1.46 a gallon. Can't even believe that. And they'll give you a $20 gift certificate from Cashwise just for filling up. $20 gift certificate. Now, look for 88 on the pump. Okay, you're looking for 88, that 88 octane. And come on in and join us, Cashwise. The price goes until 5 today. The gift cards until they last. So come over sooner rather than later if you can. So we broadcast live from the Cashwise in Bismarck today on North 43rd. Jeff Suger is here. Jeff's from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. Good to see you, Scott.
Also with Midwest Ag Energy. And Buck 46 looks pretty nice on the pump, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm really glad to see Cashwise step up here and promote the product. And, yeah, hopefully people come out and put it in their car and save some money and build the local economy, improve the environment.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that part about the economy is something I think people forget, because a lot of us have friends and family in small towns in North Dakota, and there's a number of them that are driven by the payroll at the plant, by the activity that comes from the plant. You know, a lot of dollars turning because of that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got 6 ethanol production facilities in North Dakota, 5 of them located in communities with less than 2,500 people, so the lifeblood of those communities in many cases. So our plants are spread out throughout the state, and they create significant value from the agricultural impact that they have. We are grind about 50% as an industry, about 50% of North Dakota's corn production, improving basis for corn for farmers and driving the economic engine in these small communities.
When I fill with unleaded 88, I notice less of a reduction. Is that the octane? Is it the 88 octane? That, in other words, if you do the math, I always say, do the math on what you're paying and then the mileage you're getting, and I've always come out ahead.
Yes.
Every single
yes.
time. But unleaded 88 is a little better.
Yeah, study after study shows that there's essentially no measurable impact. If you compare a straight-line gasoline to an unleaded 88, you've got a higher octane product versus an 87 octane, and it performs well in the engines that we're using today.
So there's that. There's the economy, and there's, you know, the environment, as you say.
Absolutely.
And also, I mean, I just think of agriculture. I think of, you know, how else can I, you know, throw an arm around a corn farmer these days, but yeah. by filling up with unleaded 88, and you know, they're an important part of North Dakota's economy too.
Absolutely. We're fortunate here in the state to have energy production in crude oil and refining of gasoline, but we also are very fortunate in having a strong agriculture economy and the ability to convert corn, this particular agriculture product, right here in North Dakota into fuel and renewable fuel for that matter. And, you know, being able to bring unleaded 88 to more and more retailers so people can have that choice to choose higher levels of renewable fuel in the products that they produce. I think the state is just in a really good position from an energy perspective and agriculture. And The ethanol industry is just the intersection between energy and agriculture, where we're able to convert North Dakota grown products into high-value fuel products.
A savvy consumer has always probably seen those choices and said, good, I've got an option. If I want, you know, straight unleaded, I can get straight unleaded. If I want to go down here, it's great. But there's been a lot of choices. The unleaded 88 seems to me to be a step up because of the brand. It just is, it makes it simple, right?
Yes.
I know the octane's 88. I know it's unleaded. You know, it's a pretty good deal. Do you notice that helping?
Yeah, so originally, you know, there were a lot of kind of warning labels. We never want to have products misrepresented. We want to make sure consumers know what they're purchasing and what they're putting in their vehicle. But unleaded 88 is safe for all 2001 and newer light-duty vehicles, so gasoline-powered engines, all 2001 and newer, which is essentially about 90% of the fleet on the road today. So when it first came out, we had to have, you know, federal warning labels around E15 and so on. And there's still some warning labels that you'll see on the pump. But clarifying the fact that it's an 88 octane, it's safe in your vehicles, 2001 and newer, and putting it a label of unleaded 88 has been, I think, a dramatic improvement for consumers' willingness to try the product and continue to use the product. I think if you try it once, you'll keep using it because of the value.
What misnomer do you see out there that you have to knock down the most, that you kind of cringe when you hear it because you know it's not accurate? What would that be about the product?
You know, I think there's been, over the years, we hear a lot of ethanol is going to harm your engine, or ethanol is going to have fuel driveline issues or fuel issues. And effectively, most of them have never proven out to be the case. And in the case of where you actually have any sort of kind of fuel delivery issue, it's because of the cleaning components in ethanol. So if you haven't used ethanol in a vehicle that's been driven for 20 years and you put it in, you're likely going to plug up your fuel filter because you're going to clean the components out and capture the water that was in the fuel system. You know, there's water inherent to any fuel, and ethanol coalesces with that water and carries it through. So if you try a higher ethanol blend product like an E85, sometimes the first time you run that through your vehicle, it grabs water that's in your tank and some of the other impurities. So you got to try a couple of tanks of it to really see its performance, because the first tank may be inhibited with water that you're having to vaporize in the combustion system. So that the myths around the use of ethanol causing issues in your engine have just been so disproved, both scientifically and technically and out in the field in real-world applications. So I just don't like when I hear those, because it prevents consumers from a choice that I think they'll be happy they make if they try our products.
I don't know what I would call myself, but I mean, I want to help any way I can, right? And if I'm cruising across the state of North Dakota, as I do a lot, the idea that, you know, hey, my friends in the oil and gas industry, we're supporting them. Our friends in the ethanol world, which includes, by the way, the corn farmers, as well as the people actually making the ethanol, and the difference that makes, just feels like a win-win. And also, again, sport for me. I like putting in, trying to figure out, okay, what kind of mileage am I getting,
Absolutely.
And finding out that it pencils out. And I guarantee it's going to pencil out at $1.46 a gallon a day. Almost every pump is out there full. I know why, but $1.46 a gallon a day. Plus, you come in and get a $20 gift certificate from Cashwise, so you can't go wrong today. And a great way just to kick off holiday driving time. A lot of folks heading out for Thanksgiving, so a good opportunity to have folks come in and realize what a bargain that unleaded 88 is, huh, Jeff?
Absolutely. If you're in the area, please stop by, try the product.
North 43rd Cashwise, and you might go, North 43rd, there's not a Cashwise there. Yes, there is, actually. They've been working on this one for a while, and it's done. A retaining wall project outside is, practically a monument there, isn't it?
Yes.
Gosh, it's quite the deal.
43rd looks amazing. They did a fantastic job opening it up and allowing traffic to flow through.
Yeah, it does. It really is. It's a great part of town, great addition. So North 43rd Cashwise is where we're at. And again, the $1.46 on unleaded 88 goes until 5 o'clock tonight, so come on out and fill up. And $20 gift card from Cashwise while they last, so hurry in for those as well. Tom in Hazen, Gary in Renville, when we come back on the program. Lots of text to get to, too, on What's on Your Mind Friday edition. Don't go away. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com. P-I-F-E-R-S. Okay? Just type that in right now. Pipers Auction Realty. And you can browse a little bit. This is better than having a Christmas catalog. This is some incredible land auctions. Boy, you can dream a little there, I'll tell you. They have the land auctions. They have real estate. They have land management. They have equipment auctions. They got it all. Coming up on Tuesday, some crop acreage out of Clay County, Minnesota. That'll be bumper crops for generations. Morton County, 280 acres coming up. That is on Tuesday, December 1st, so a week from Tuesday. Mercer County, also Tuesday the 1st, 77 acres out there. Billings County in North Dakota, 560 acres on Tuesday the 1st of December. Back to Minnesota on Wednesday the 2nd with some Polk County land. Grand Forks County, there's a written bid lease on some land, crop, and grass acreage in McIntosh County. You might want to check out McHenry County, too. So, Pipers.com, machinery auctions, too. Busy place these days. And you can call for a catalog if you don't have one. I'd love to send one out to you. 877-700-4099. Got it? All right. Tom and Hazen. Let's get Tom in here and then some of these emails, too. Tom, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott and Todd. I wanted to talk to that fellow about the E88, but I'll bypass that question since it's probably not available. And I just wanted to say that my wife and I, listening yesterday to both your show and Rush, were so pleased and gratified to hear what his legal team had to say. And I noted in particular when the one attorney spoke directly to the what Trump calls the fake news media and Rush calls the drive-by, that you guys had better report this stuff or basically you're going to end up with your face all fire when the truth comes out.
Do they care? I don't know that they care. Who holds them accountable? I mean, when you can get by with this, listen to this, Tom. I got to play this for you. Todd, leave me up and pause this when I start. You hear the steam come out of my ears. This is Kristen Fisher, Fox News Channel, okay? Reporter for Fox News Channel. And she is reporting for Fox News. I forget which show, but basically as a recap to the press conference that you just referred to. With Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and everybody else. Roll that, Todd.
Wait, I don't have it.
You don't, huh?
We went through this. You asked me that already.
Yeah, no.
I don't have a different answer now than I had 5 minutes ago. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I was just told it was in there. So I got false information from someone. But she mocked it. You know, she totally mocked. So my point is, they don't care if they're wrong. They're that arrogant.
Well, they don't, but I still have a little corner of my heart that has faith in the American public. And I can't help but think if all the people, including members of my family, who've been listening to the fake news for years and years, I was raised on it, except it was real news. When Ralph Cronkite was there, but they've been listening to it all these years, and now if they believe that Joe Biden was elected legitimately and all this comes out and the thing is turned around, this is going to be absolutely amazing, and no one can ignore it.
Some great points, and I want to be with you on having hope in the American people to see through this and stand up. I mean, that's certainly, I think, a fair description of what happened to elect Donald Trump, wasn't it? It was the American people saying, you know what, we're not going status quo. And the amount of support for him since, unbelievable. So, let's put that in your camp. for you know, some positivity related to you know, the American people standing up and taking this on, Tom. But boy, oh boy, I'm amazed at how many sheeple have you know, gone through this coronavirus situation and just let somebody tell them what to do without any regard for critical thinking. On, you know, okay, we're going to shut down kids playing athletics. Okay, and how does that help the virus?
That's horrible.
How does that help the virus? And are we going to have kids that are going to have mental health issues piled on top of mental health issues because of this? But again, there's so much of that out there. I don't know. I don't know. I hope you're right. I'm going to ask others.
Well, don't forget that Trump put down Queen Hillary. So. And that seemed like an impossible task.
He did, and I believe he did it with some measure of you know, divine intervention, or you know, having a little wind at his back from the good Lord sitting. I want things to be better. I know that drives people crazy. They go, Donald Trump, like he didn't have anything to do with God. Well, first of all, we know enough from Mike Lindell and Paula White and other folks that the President's Faith Walk is very different than what people think it is, and that he agrees that things he's done in his past were wrong and is in a new way. So let's just give him the benefit of the doubt in that regard. And is there a greater purpose here for Donald Trump in saving America as we know it? That would have a biblical a function, wouldn't it? Is that the right word?
Yep.
That would have a concern that would say, well, what does politics have to do with religion? Well, greatest country on the face of the earth. There's no two ways about it. Tom, thank you for raising a good point. Enough hope in the American people that they're going to figure this all. Do we agree with that? Yes or no, you tell me. 800-228-0550. Kristen Fisher is in there now, Todd.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you see it there? Okay. So if you wouldn't mind just playing. This is a Fox News reporter, folks, about yesterday's press conference on a ridiculous amount, like hour and a half worth of volumes of this person said that, this person's done a sworn affidavit, here's what we're doing in that state. I mean, here's these voting machines, all of that. Here's what we get in the way of reporting. Listen.
Well, that was certainly a colorful news conference from Rudy Giuliani, but it was light on facts. So much of what he said was simply not true or has already been thrown out in court. And, you know, Giuliani, he opened by making this really bold and baseless claim that a lot of this alleged nationwide voter fraud that he's referring to all came from one centralized place. He called it a nationwide conspiracy. And yet he failed to provide any hard evidence to back up that one specific claim. Especially,
I'm going to ask you something. Did you ever hear a Fox News reporter talk about not providing hard evidence to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? And all of the people that for 4 years said Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that. Now they want hard evidence. First of all, it doesn't work like that. You gather the evidence. You say, here's what we've got, an overview, and you take it into court. Really irritates me. Can you tell it irritates me, Todd?
Well, although I mean, what part of, you don't lay out the playbook for your opposition right there. You just, you say, hey, we've got a playbook, and wait till you see it. It's going to be big. See us in court. We'll show it to you there.
That's the bar they're supposed to meet. You're absolutely right. I'm asking the media, journalists like Kristen Fisher, this isn't your job.
She clearly doesn't get it.
It isn't her job to say it's not true. It's her job to say, here's what happened today, here's what happens next, and we're going to find out on this date.
Right.
I mean,
she clearly doesn't understand how it works. I don't get that. I'm with you.
It's not true. Oh, says who? My gosh.
Yeah, you haven't even heard the evidence? You're going to prejudge the case?
Let's go to
Mobridge. Good thing you're not trying to be the next Supreme Court justice.
I'm going to figure everything out in Mobridge. Robert, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Robert. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for putting me on. Yeah, just kind of seems like people have forgotten before the election. Pelosi made a comment about they had a lot of arrows in their quiver, and they knew about this. They They knew what was coming. They knew what they were working on. Joe was hiding in his basement. They were working on this. That's why he didn't have to go camping. And the other thing I would mention is they mentioned a lot of times about installing the next president. Remember back, there's a lot of sound clips about installing the next president. And it threw a red flag back then, and I think it makes more sense now. Thanks.
Good points, Robert. Thank you very much. The Dominion, what's the guy's name again? There's a lot of shady characters involved in that deal, I'll tell you. But one of them was on a call with Antifa. And somebody I saw on Newsmax last night, he actually is what he does for a living is test election systems and make sure they're safe. And he ended up, as part of this effort on this call, they don't know he's, an actual investigator. And he didn't know until they started that it was Antifa. And this guy tells the Antifa folks, they're all, dropping F-bombs and doing all their terrorists do. And when they're plotting and planning, and somebody said, "What if that effing Donald Trump wins again?" He said, "There's no need to worry about that. We've got that all taken care of." Another example of that. Now again, somebody just talking big, but when it's many times over, when it's predicted beforehand, think about it, folks. Gary in Renville, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, Scott. Why is it that when we have more votes than we got registered voters, why isn't it an automatic investigation to get the votes down to the number of registered voters? I mean, it shouldn't even be up to any candidate to have to sue to have it done. It should be automatic, taken care of by the state, and there ought to be prosecutions for the whoever entered the fraudulent votes.
Yeah, you'd think that'd just be simple math, wouldn't you?
Well, it should be an automatic that if you got 10,000 registered voters and you got 15,000 votes, there's a problem here.
Too much common sense from our fine listeners on What's on Your Mind. 16 before the hour. Cashwise, Bismarck, our location today, North 43rd. More coming up. Is anybody hungry? I better tell you about PetroServe USA and some great meals today. That's right. This is home cooking. This is grab-and-go convenience from a PetroServe USA near you. If you're in Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. Good. Good, good, good. Either one. Can't go wrong. Harwood, two sloppy joes and chips today. Chicken tenders at the West Main Avenue location in West Fargo. And breakfast tater tot hot dish on 12th Avenue North in Fargo. Great deal. Plus, on Fridays, they have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. They have the 4-for-4 special. A few more days of all those great specials for November, like all Pepsi products on special. 99 cents for 20 ounces, 24 packs for $5.99. PetroServe USA. And you know what? We're Cashwise. Cashwise in Bismarck today, North 43rd. And our friends from the North Dakota Ethanol Council said, hey, it's winter driving. It's Thanksgiving, a lot of holiday driving. Let's have a little fun. So they took the price of unleaded 88 down to $1.46. $1.46 is what you're paying on that today. Come on. You can't make it up. I don't remember the last time I saw that on the pump, right? And so if you come to the Bismarck Cashwise, North 43rd, fill up with unleaded 88, $1.46 a gallon. But wait, there's more. Come inside, pay, and you get a $20 gift card from Cashwise as well. This goes till 5 o'clock today. The gift cards, while they last, the great price till 5 o'clock today. So don't miss out. It is a dandy. The North Dakota Corn Utilization Council is one of the sponsors for today's event, and Executive Director Gene Henning is here to tell us a little bit about some corn. Is our Bob the Cobb friend? I forget the name of your corn cob friend, Gene.
It is Bob the Cobb. Yes.
I remembered that. And Bob the Cobb is on a little COVID hiatus, understand. No symptoms, but just kind of being careful, right?
He's quarantining. Yeah, Bob the Cobb is quarantining today.
that's fabulous. So he's not out here today to greet you, but he's here in spirit. And, of course, what is greeting you is a great price today. As I was mentioning earlier with Jeff Zuger, I mean, it's for me, it means something to go to the pump to fill up, in this case, for $1.46, and know that I'm making a corn farmer's day, you know, and a wonderful opportunity for us to be, one of the top corn producers in the country because of ethanol, right?
You're exactly right. And we are really proud and really happy to have you out at Cashwise today. And what a great promotion for an opportunity for people to try unleaded 88 at $1.46 a gallon. And like you mentioned, to go in the store and get a $20 gift card. That helps over Thanksgiving when you're going to have your big family meal. And so we're very pleased to sponsor this event today.
Yeah, it's fun. It really is. It's a fun way to kick off the Thanksgiving holiday. It's a fun way to get folks, as you say, a couple extra bucks in the pocket as you're heading out and traveling to wherever you are. So that is great. How much corn do we utilize in the great state of North Dakota? How much corn comes out of the ground? How many customers are there for the corn? Give us a corn update, Gene.
Yeah, well, this year we had some record prevent plant in the spring, but so we've got about 200 million bushels coming out, and boy, oh boy, our processing plants in North Dakota utilize about 180 million bushels, and so most of the corn this year is going to be utilized by our processing plants. I think there's a concern out in the countryside that there might be a corn shortage in North Dakota this year, just simply because of all those prevent plant acres that we had in the spring. But, we know that next year we'll be planting more corn again. Our prevent acres, we believe, are going to come back. Hopefully, we'll have a nice spring going in, and the farmers can get a good crop in the ground. And we value our ethanol partners tremendously. They provide a local market to our farmers, and they produce a clean and affordable fuel. Like you said today, it's $1.46 at Cashwise and a $20 gift card. You can't go wrong with that.
No, you sure can't. Appreciate everything you do at the Corn Utilization Council and for being part of today. Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Gene Henning, the executive director, with us today on What's on Your Mind. Who's next? I have time. I'll get in one more call at least before the break. Let's talk to Ray, who's on the road. Ray, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think we need to be... You there?
I am. Yep, go ahead.
I think we need to be calling this for what it is as far as this party goes. Everything that's gone on over the last 4 years, we need to label these people correctly. It's the Communist Party of the One World Order. Period. Tie it all together and keep repeating it. Pound that into the American people's heads so they truly understand what is going on. This is a communist takeover by the One World Order. It's that simple. I mean, it's crazy. I'm 65 years old, and I've followed politics a long time. And if you want to read something interesting, read Bilderberg Group, especially the first edition that came out. I mean, it lays it all out, and there's facts in there that is just, it talked about Barack Obama 4 years before Barack Obama ever came into office.
Ray, thanks for the call. Up against the clock, so I'm going to squeeze in one more text here. It says, I listened to the entire news conference last night. This morning I looked at NBC, and they called the Rudy Giuliani accusations baseless. I've never been so scared in my entire life. At the very least, they should have said, if this proves to be true, the U.S. has a very serious problem. Instead, it's baseless. I'm in my late 60s and don't know where to turn. I just heard the previous caller say, I've been watching politics a long time, 65. Same thing this person's saying. It's a time to pray. There's no doubt about it, folks. More coming up.